sure thing on a Wednesday morning, 3 o'clock on the East Coast. Well, 4 o'clock on the East Coast, 1 a.m. on the West Coast. Well, here you go. In the NBA on Wednesday night.
This, by the way, is cooler now. It's tidbit number one.
I almost missed the bubble. And what's the bubble pass without bubble? Hey, bubble.
Back to school.
The Kings defeated the Grizzlies in Sacramento for their first win of the season, but then again, when Sacramento hosts Memphis, it's as close to a sure thing as you can get. It was Sacramento's 20th consecutive home win against the Grizzlies.
Why Memphis even flies out to make the trip, I have no idea. Maybe there's a great restaurant in Sacramento they like to go to, but at this point, why even go?
Factoid number two. Tony Parker, a career-high 55 points to go along with 10 assists in San Antonio's double overtime victory at Minnesota on Wednesday. Now, only three players in NBA history have scored as many as 55 points with 10 assists in one game. Tony Parker joins Michael Jordan and Oscar Robertson as the only player to ever do it. Morsel number three. When you think of 300-yard passes, you think of Kurt Warner?
Yeah, you do.
With four 300-yard passing games this season, Warner has now thrown for 300 yards, 44% of his career NFL starts, by far the highest percentage in NFL history. Second on the list, Dan Fouts, who threw for 300 yards in 28% of his games. Not bad.